हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 5, कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यही संस्पृश्य जाबोहान दुःखयो नये आद्यन्तवन्तकौन्तेयार्णतेषु रमते बुधः। यहि संस्पृश्यजाबोहा दुःखयो नये आद्यन्तवन्तकौन्तेयार्णतेषु रमते बुधः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। An intelligent person does not take part in the source of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such a pleasure have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. O magyanadmirandasya gyananjana salakaya saksharanmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaham. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्यति नामिनिं नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषशून्यवादीं पाशातदेशतारिणीं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमवृदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। यं ब्रह्मावरुणेन्द्ररुद्रवरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदैः साङ्खपदक्रमोपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामग ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाभिदो सुरासुरगणदेवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 5, कर्म योग एक्शन एंड कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट हाउ द इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन टेक प्लेजर। सो दैट्स व्हाट कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेन्ड। सो इनडायरेक्टली ही एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट द इग्नोरेंट पर्सन ही टेक अ प्लेजर in the materialistic things, because this materialistic happiness, the happiness arrived from the senses, there is a beginning and there is a end, so it is not a eternal happiness. So that's why Krishna says, the knowing that the intelligent person, he don't take a pleasure from the senses, which is a contact with the material nature. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport nicely, body means it is actually a temporary, Atma is actually eternal. So since a body itself is a temporary, so how can we take the eternal pleasure? So it is not possible. So that's why Sastra advise that the pleasure, whatever we get from the senses, are always a temporary. So that's why this kind of pleasure, the temporary pleasure which is coming from the senses, always there is a beginning as well as there is an end. But since Atma is eternal, there's a pleasure also which comes from the Atma is an eternal pleasure. There is no beginning, there is no end. It is always there as long as we are connected with the Atma. So in this material world, Prahlad Maharaj is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, money is actually honey. Money is sweeter than honey. Everybody knows this. This logic. So to accumulate money, we take so much of risk in our life. Sometimes even we are ready to lose our life for accumulating money. Just like Prahlad Maharaj gives example, just like this a thief. If you see the thief, that thief very well knows that he will be caught by the police or somebody, but still he is willing to engage in the thief stealing activities for accumulating money. There are many watchdogs there, When we see the rich man's house, there will be a watchdogs, there will be a security will be there, and the people will be carrying gun. If anybody, any thieves comes, they will shoot it. Then there are many CCTVs are there, and then there is a policeman also is there. But still, this a thief, he knows very well that if he caught by any one of these watchdog or guns or CCTV or police or whatever it may be, if they caught, their life will be finished. But still, this thief is engaged in stealing activities because to get money. So from that, we can understand that we are even ready to sacrifice our life to accumulate money to enjoy the happiness. Then Srila Prahlada Maharaj gives another example. This is a terrorist and the soldiers. This a terrorist, while they are recruiting itself, they know that they will be dead definitely because they are terrorist activities. So terrorists, they know actually sometimes they may have to like a bombing. So they will, what is a terrorist they do, they actually tie the bomb in their body. So whenever there's a big politician, they will tell, okay, you go and kill this person. So what they will do, they will go nearby this some people and they will activate this bomb and they will die. So what is the purpose, sir? You are dying like this way because to get money. So then there are mercantile class of people. They will be going country to country in a boat to accumulate money. So while they are going in the boat, they may get a flood and they may die in the ocean. But still they take a risk to earn money. Then there are some people, they dive into the deep ocean. They will go inside the deep ocean to collect some pearls and valuable gems. Our life is more valuable than the gems? No, definitely. Our life is more valuable than the pearls and gems. But these people, they take a risk going inside. So Prahlada Maharaj says that, you know, to take a small money, we risk ourselves. Sometimes we die, sometimes we suffer. So in this way, we accumulate money. Then what will happen? With that money, when we try to enjoy, this happiness will be, there is a beginning, there is a end. We cannot eternally be happy. So we cannot say that, you know, now for example, if I, okay, fine, I go to foreign countries, I earn 10 crores of money, then now I accumulate and I deposited in the bank, so now I can become relaxed, I don't need to worry, I don't need to work. So in this way, I will become very, very happy. So this will not happen. This will not never happen. So whether we have the money, whether we don't have money, our happiness is not based on the something is there, something is not there. So that's why here Krishna says, as an intelligent person, he should know that this material happiness are very, very limited, so he should engage in the spiritual activities. So Srila Prabhupada quotes the example of the Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Rishabhadev instructed to his son, you don't engage in the materialistic activities, because even the hog, what it is eating? Hog is eating the stool. But this hog also get the happiness by eating the stool. So to get a happiness, we don't need to work very, very hard like anything. So according to our karma, whether we are happiness and distress, it will come both. Whether we are a rich man or a poor man, this happiness or this distress, it will come definitely according to our own karma. So Rishabhadev, he is explaining that to get a small happiness, we don't need to work too much, very, very hard. So just by according to our own karma, it will come, it is on the way. So that's why Rishabhadev inform all the sons, be engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the devotional service gives him eternal bliss. So he is asking this all the sons to engage in the devotional service, austerity and penance. Then Srila Prahlada Maharaj quotes another example. We have the assume that in the Kali, in the age of Kali Yuga, we have, and the duration of the life is the 100 years. Now nobody lives for 100 years, but still if we take it for the calculation purpose, so out of 100 years, people, they 50 years are wasted by sleeping. So 50 years simply goes by sleeping. Then the first 10 years of the life, they will there with the child. The child does not know. We cannot go and teach the Bhagavad Gita to the child. They will not understand. So the child does not know anything. So this is 10 years of the life. In the beginning, it will go. Then another 10 years, how it will go? They will be boys. There, when they are boys, they will be very much engaged, very much interested in the sporting and playing. They are very, very interested in playing and sporting. So 50 years is gone by the sleeping, and then 10 years gone by the when we are in childhood, and then another 10 years is gone by the boyhood. Then the end of the life, 20 years, it will go by the old age. Because this is old age, we cannot do anything. So much of pain here and there, and so many things will be there, distress, so many things are there. We cannot do anything at all. So 50 years plus 10 years plus 10 years plus 20 years, almost 90 years is gone. Without engaging the devotional service, 90 years gone by simply this. So balance 10 years, Prahlad Maharaj says, they will be very much engaged in the family activities. He will get married, he will get bigate the children, then he will earn money, then he will educate the children, then children will go to school, then they will educate them, then they will get married. So in this way, another 10 years also is gone. So he is asking the question, so where is the time to perform the devotional service? Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumara Macharat Bragya. Kaumara means at the age of 5 or 6, one should perform the devotional service. Unless, as he explained, by 100 years it will go. By 100 years it will go just like that. We will not be knowing what is the benefit of living in this human form. Human form is a durlava manusam janmam. To get the human form of life is very, very difficult. It is not easy. If you see, there are many cats are there, dogs are there, and the rats are there, reptiles are there, mosquito is there, virus, so many living entities are there. But still, we got the human form. So durlava manusa janmam. To get the human form of life is very, 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 very difficult. So if you are not inquiring what is the purpose of life, what is the aim of the life, if you are simply wasting our life, then it is a totally waste. 50 years gone by sleeping, 10 years by the boy, and the 10 years by the youth, and 20 years as the old age, and balance 10 years with a family activity. So in this way, simply our life will be taken away without any proper utilization. So that's why it is explained that actually honey is very, very sweet. But this materialistic activity means, as Krishna says in this shloka, there is a beginning and there is an end. So what we are actually at present moment we are enjoying is like we are licking a honey bottle without opening. Actually, honey is a very, very sweet. It is there inside the bottle. What we are doing, we did not even open the honey bottle and drink honey. What we are doing, we closed tightly this honey bottle, and whatever the spill out, we are just licking, and we are thinking that we are enjoying. But actually, we still not started enjoying our real happiness. So just like as soon as you open the honey bottle, you can drink very, very sweet honey, but still we didn't open. So that's why we should engage in the devotional service, as Krishna says in this shloka. The intelligent person, he should always look within, and he always connect with the Supreme, and the devotional service he will enjoy eternally. So generally, if you see in the material world, for the material happiness, there is in the beginning it will be sweet. Anything you take in this material world, in the beginning it will be sweet, but at the end it is like a bitterness, very, very bitter. So even still, take any example, anything you can take, in the beginning it will be very, very sweet. Just like running for the film, while we are going, we go with enthusiasm, so much of enthusiasm, oh, this film, that film. Then while we are coming back, oh, it's a bitterness. So anything if we take and analyze, as an intelligent person will understand that in this material world, there is a sweet in the beginning and the bitter poison in the end. But if you see the spiritual life, in the beginning it is like a bitter. But the day passes, it will be very, 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 very sweet, very, very blissful. Only the greatest struggle to perform the devotional service in the beginning. Once in the beginning only, it will be very, very bitter. After that, it will be very, 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 very sweet. One may ask the why. Because we are not at all experiencing the devotional happiness. So in the beginning, it will look like it is a very, very bitter. Just like the Sastra explained that if somebody is having a jaundice, that jaundice, as long as the jaundice is there, if you try to eat the sugar candy juice actually very, very sweet. But when you drink this sugar candy juice, it will be look like a bitter. This jaundice person will think that, oh my God, this is too much bitter. But what is the solution? That is the only solution, jaundice. To remove the jaundice, you have to keep on drinking the sugar candy juice. So what will happen when you keep on drinking the sugar candy juices, what will happen? If the jaundice has started going out, then you can feel the sweetness. Yes, now I could feel little sweet. After that, if it is more jaundice removed, then we feel the complete sweetness. So similarly, in the beginning of a devotional service, it is a very, very bitter. We feel that we will be sleeping. As soon as somebody speaks Bhagavad Gita, we will sleep. But when the day progresses, when we become little bit interested, then we will not sleep. We will be open eyes with the full attention. We will be hearing. But in the beginning, it will be little difficult. That is, as Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, all the materialistic activity, the beginning will be sweet. The bit poison at the end. But the spiritual activities, the beginning it is a bitter and the end will be very, very, very sweet. So similarly, as Krishna says in the shloka, we should be intelligent person, not an ignorant person engaged in the senses, in the materialistic activities, which will give only the limited amount of happiness. It will be beginning or it will be end. So we should always engage in the devotional service to get the eternal happiness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.